With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Health officials estimate more than 1,100 people in Oneida County have dementia. In Vilas County, it's about 775. Those numbers are expected to continue to rise in upcoming decades. November is National Caregiver Month and Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. Community outreach specialist for the Alzheimer's Association, Julie St. Pierre, says the 2 months bring into focus the long-term commitment of family members to those who are ill.
We know that there's 5.8 million people in the United States living with Alzheimer's, including 110,000 people in Wisconsin alone. And we know that 70% of those individuals are cared for at home by their family, their friends, and their neighbors. So really informal support networks, which is why, you know, the tie between National Family Caregiver Month and Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month is such an amazing fit.
She says it's important to get help early.
Even if they can't identify a pressing need that maybe they need today, it's very important for families to start seeking help and assistance before there's some type of a crisis, just so that they can learn about what kind of resources are available and tools that are out there to help them best care for their loved one.
She says to contact the Alzheimer's Association at alz.org or your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see what support is available. The DNR is hoping hunters take heed in chronic wasting disease counties to follow rules concerning transporting deer carcasses. Ken Kroll has more.
DNR Wildlife Health Conservation Specialist Amanda Camp says moving infected deer carcasses is a pathway for the disease to spread, and carcass parts from CWD-positive deer that are left on the landscape are a possible route for disease transmission to other deer. Camp says there's a map that can help hunters find disposal sites.
So this map is on our DNR website, and you can zoom in on the map, find a location that's closest to you, and click on these black diamonds that are on the map, and you'll see the information for where any of the deer carcass waste dumpsters are, as well as the landfills that accept deer carcass waste, and even some transfer stations that do as well.
Camp says hunters can use the DNR app on their phones to see where the disposal sites near them are located. Camp outlines rules in place regarding transportation of carcasses in CWD-affected counties.
So it's important for hunters out there to know what county they're hunting in, if it's a CWD-affected county, and if it is, then it's moving the carcass waste within just CWD-affected counties, and really just trying to even reduce the amount of transport of any carcass waste or deer carcasses as much as possible.
Both whole deer carcasses and certain parts of carcasses from CWD-affected counties can only be moved within CWD-affected counties and an adjacent county unless going directly to a licensed taxidermist or meat processor within 72 hours. CWD prions are infectious even after a positive deer dies, so proper handling and disposal of the carcass is needed to slow the spread of the disease. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
People in more urban areas of Wisconsin are buying homes, though there's fewer to choose from and prices are higher. There's also more homes available in the Northwoods than the rest of the state. Those conclusions from the monthly Wisconsin Realtors Association survey. Economist David Clark works with the Realtors Group and says the prices of homes are up well above the price of inflation in urban areas at 7.3%. Overall, there were just 4 months of statewide supply, dropping slightly from October of last year. The weakest inventory was in the southeast region with just 3 months of supply. Clark says only the north region had more than 6 months of supply available. The central region has about 5 months.
The main point being that it's not uncommon to have a buyer's advantage in more rural parts of the state. And that points to opportunities for those who aren't tied to those urban job markets.
Clark says the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage stood at 3.69% in October, which is only slightly higher than the all-time low in November and December of 2012. The seasonally adjusted state unemployment rate has inched up to 3.3%, but is still in the category of what's considered full employment. Human remains found in northwest Missouri and western Nebraska have been positively identified as two missing Shawano County brothers. The Caldwell County Sheriff's Department says dental records confirmed Nicholas Diemel's remains were found on a farm in northwest Missouri. Justin Diemel's remains were discovered in a livestock trailer recently sold to a western Nebraska rancher. That rancher purchased it in Missouri. Missouri cattle farmer Garland Joseph Nelson is jailed without bond on two counts of first-degree murder, abandonment of a corpse, and other charges. In July, the Diemels traveled from Wisconsin to Missouri for a livestock business deal. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a slowdown in state job growth is no reason for concern. The Department of Labor reports growth of 9,300 jobs in the Badger State when comparing 2019 to last year. That jobs number was 27,000. The state agency's chief economist, Dennis Winters, says a key reason for the slowdown is that Wisconsin's unemployment rate remains low at 3.3%. That means there aren't nearly as many people looking for a job. Our forecast today, partly sunny, a chance of sprinkles or showers late in the day with a high near 40. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of freezing drizzle this evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 34. And for tomorrow night, a winter storm watch takes effect. And last into Wednesday morning, 4 to 8 inches of snow accumulation is expected. Higher totals near Lake Superior, a low around 29 on Tuesday night. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.